You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British Pop Music Show, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting in Vancouver, British Columbia. Thanks for listening. And I'm the host, Quentin. That was Dan. He's just leaving. Thanks, Dan. Blood on the saddle. Back in 2 weeks. And I got my pal Baz in the studio. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, everyone.
He's going to keep us entertained with his many observations and reflections on British pop music, because that's what this show is all about. That's what we're playing today, and that's why we always play the best of British pop music from as many decades as we can fit into 1 hour, which is how long we're on the air for. What do you think, Baz?
Which decade are we starting with tonight?
I think this decade.
You mean like the 2011? What are these called? The 2010s?
The teens? I don't know. It's not the teens. I don't know. This current decade, the second decade of the 21st century.
Right.
Is what we're in now.
All right. Well, I can hardly wait. What was that?
Get into the rhythm of the of the Hong Kong swing.
You grab a little dish and then you have a little thing.
You do the dance that we're doing way back when.
I imagine you are dancing in a Shanghai den.
Get into the rhythm of the Hong Kong swing.
You grab a little dish and then you have a little thing.
Do the dance that we're doing way back when.
I imagine you are dancing in a Shanghai den.
Join them in a plane going dee dee dee.
While you beat the tapping on a 1, 2, 3.
Sister go around to are and go go go.
It's the mandaronic rhythm with a quick quick slow.
Get into the rhythm of the Hong Kong swing.
You grab a little dish and then you have a little thing.
You do the dance that we're doing way back when.
And imagine you are dancing in a Shanghai den.
If your feet feel the rhythm
but they don't know where to go,
just push it, push it, don't say no. You never know if you can do it if you never have a try.
And you never know the reason if you don't ask why.
Get into the rhythm of the Hong Kong swing.
You grab a little dish and then you have a little thing.
You do the dance that we're doing way back when.
And imagine you are dancing in a Shanghai den.
Hurry, hurry, come and catch it, sayonara. Swing, sour food on Hong Kong swing.
That's the Irish band Cruella de Vil from... I've got this undying affection for this band. They only made 3 singles and broke up around about 1987 or something. Hmm. And apparently the guitarist moved to Canada.
Oh, really? Oh.
And nobody knows where he is now. Maybe he just lives right down the road. That's what... That intrigues me. Anyway, they... and they were an Irish band. They were a little bit like Queen, mm-hmm. certainly the guitarist, and then they had these fairly grandiose arrangements. All of their records are good. Actually, now I think about it, they made 4 singles.
Right. You've played that before on the show, I think.
I may have played like that one. Definitely have played that. I think I've played all of their records.
Yeah. Now, what was before that?
Yeah. Oh, that was from 1977, Rosebud with, Money.
Oh, yeah. And then before that, we had the Go Team, right?
Yeah, the Go Team. You loved those guys. Got an undying affection for the Go Team.
For
our
Ian
man
Parton.
With the our man with the iPod.
Yeah, I looked up that that band.
Okay, tell the listeners all about them.
They're from Brighton. They what did we? The picture on the web showed was a.
We can't do visual stuff. We're on the radio.
But there, it's a real multicultural band. It looked like there's somebody from Africa, somebody from Asia, a couple of Englishmen.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So
go on.
And it's some kind of a project.
I take it that's not on Wikipedia because I think they prohibit things like that.
It's a project of this guy Ian Parton. And that was from Proof of Youth, right?
Yeah, that, they do have a new CD out, which we have played stuff from over the last few shows. But I thought we'd dig out something old. That was from the bonus disc from their 2007 album, Proof of Youth.
But, you know, they just put out an album January 31st this year.
I know, we should mention that.
And it's getting great reviews. So I'd say go look for it. What is what about the weather? I'll talk about the weather. It's going to rain for the next 3 days, so
thank you.
Enjoy it. But there's a lovely damp calm happening outside in Vancouver right now. Everybody get outside and enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. Okay, you know, Malcolm McLaren's most famous album is Duck Rock from 1983, and apparently that's getting re-released, but that's not what we're going to... I'm not going to play a track off of that right now, but it is a great album. 1983, that came out, and that was his debut album, but then he released the album Fans, which is the one with the opera theme stuff on it. Have you heard that, Baz? Do you know Imagine
no.
Butterfly?
You know... I'm trying to Google Malcolm McLaren right now. Malcolm McLaren. Let's see what happens. I'm going to just try my iPhone here and see what happens.
Okay. Does it usually respond to
no,
that?
No, born 6th of April.
No, wait, I don't want...
It's, wow, is... it was just his birthday. He was born 8th of April. He's age 64.
In 1985, he released an album called Swamp Thing, which was sort of a compilation of unreleased things, I guess. You know what? There's not a lot of information about this album. It's really low-key. But I recently got a great copy of it from Red Cat Records.
And you're going to play...
Oh, no, actually, you know what? I got it in Scratch.
You're not playing... Which song are you playing?
I'm going to play... which one did I put up? I think
number
it's
two.
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
Which might be familiar to fans of Bow Wow Wow because they also did a version of this, but this is the original. And it's pretty cool. And this whole album is pretty cool.
Yeah. Soviet.
कुछ गल्ला याद आ गया तेरिया सोचा सोच के
I'm not afraid to die.
like a good guy go bad.
Anything wrong with that whatsoever, eh?
That's really your style, Quentin, I have to say.
This is a
classic Chips with Everything number.
That's from Swamp Thing by Malcolm McLaren. That was like a Swamp Thing sandwich. In the middle was Corner Shop from their new album, The Double O Groove, Supercomputed. And I don't think we need to say anything about that, do we?
I you know what? I missed it. I was doing something else.
Okay. Yeah, you were reading about Malcolm McLaren on your iPhone.
Yeah.
This is what modern discourse has become.
We're coming to the 1 year anniversary of his death, you know.
I know.
Next week.
I know. Should we drink to him after the show?
Definitely. We'll have a shot of... What I wonder what he used to drink. Probably fine...
Probably blue
French
buck
wine.
Beer. Oh, yeah. French wine. Yeah. Yeah. You think so. Anyway, that was from... the two tracks from him we played were both from Swamp Thing, the 1985 album. And you know, this album was recorded, it's the equal of Duck Rock, the highly acclaimed album, rightly highly acclaimed album, Duck Rock. It was recorded more or less at the same time. And this, to my knowledge, this has never been released on CD even. I don't know why it's so low-key. I had a, used to have this on cassette, I think I still do. But I was really happy to find this sealed copy. Do you notice that? It was sealed. Still got the A and B sound sticker on it. It's remaindered. That's where that hole is in the corner.
It really is amazing.
So thank you to the Scratch Records, which is, you know, I went in to visit them because I hadn't been to their new store. One East Hastings.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right on the corner.
You know, I was in at Neptune. There was a show on this afternoon.
Did you go?
Yeah, I didn't get the name of the band. I was right there, and they just finished playing as I walked in the door, and that was it. And I can't remember the name of the
band. Is this Record Store Day today?
Neptune.
Is that what that was for? Record Store Day? International Record Store Day? I know that the Transmitters were playing.
That's right.
Was that who it was?
No. It was a band with about four words in the name. Very young, much younger than the Transmitters.
Right.
And they're playing tonight at the Railway Club. I can tell you that.
But yeah, so a band is playing tonight at the Railway Club. That's going to be really useful information for the listeners. You get that, everybody? There's a band playing tonight. They have a four word.
They're really
name
good.
Maybe.
They're so, definitely very
so go seen. Down there to the Railway Club and check them out.
Yeah, they were really blasting up and down Main Street today. It was fantastic.
It's 21 minutes to 6. This tune that we're talking over, it's just, you know, it's a long, long song, so I don't feel too bad about talking over it, but it's pretty rad.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? What about politics?
Politics.
Dude, what's happening in British politics right now?
Anything? Listen, I live in the... I've already got the best... If you're talking about the election, you know, I've got the best MP anyway.
Libby?
Libby Davis. It doesn't really matter. I don't care about party politics.
She was on Cross Country Checkup this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What is that?
Oh, come on.
I honestly have got no idea what
it
is.
You don't listen. Oh, of course, right? Because you don't listen to the CBC.
No, I make sure all my radios only tune into CITR.
I know. All your radios. Everyone. I know, it's a real pain whenever I come to
in my house. In my car, I've got all four buttons. When you press them, go to CITR.
That's good. Well, mine, I have CBC, and they had Rex Murphy with Libby Davies, among others, like Ujjal Dosanjh and the James Moore guy. So they actually had the show in BC.
This was on the radio?
Yes, it was right. All afternoon today on Canadian Internet National Radio.
Right. All I can say is, you know, it's good I can vote for the person. I don't have to worry about the party.
That's right.
And, you know, I think everybody should approach it that way. I feel like it's always cast almost like this presidential election. Who are you voting for? Ignatieff. I'm thinking he's pretty cool.
He is. Yeah. He's written some good books.
Has he?
You should read his books. Yeah.
Okay. I'll download them. Are they on? Can you torrent them?
Probably. Okay. Yeah, I hope so. He'd be wise to do that.
No, I'm not going to spend money on them.
Tell me. you are formally invited to a classy art opening hosted by the AMS Bike Co-op. Tuesday, April 12th at the AMS Art Gallery in the SUB on UBC campus. With submissions from Bike Co-op members, UBC students, and the community at large, come see what can be created with a love of bicycles, an imagination, and unlimited access to discarded bicycle parts. The evening will include live performance, a silent auction, interactive art, snacks, and beverages. Come out and get inspired to ride more, take care of your bicycle, and get creative. The show runs April 11th to 15th. The sweet reception you've been hearing all about is April 12th from 6 to 10 p.m.
It's a gas to be here. This is the end of our British tour, and it really has been something else. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to my band. The sensational Alex Harvey Band. We'll be right back.
Well, that was the sensational Alex Harvey Band from their live album recorded on the 24th of May 1975 at the Hammersmith Odeon, London.
Wow. And rock and roll.
Yeah, we got this one from the record library here at CITR.
Yeah, random
and
pick.
You know, it's been in there since, you know, 30 years ago, this record. So, you know, somebody's written on the back in enormous lettering on the back of this cover, one of the world's best loud rock and roll bands.
Is it loud or loved?
Loud.
I thought it's loved without an E.
It's loud.
Oh my God. Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love.
Oh, God, let's not.
Appropriately, we have the honey voice purveyor of said emotion with us right now, Aidan Saint.
Well, thank you, Squire.
Are you going to be, what are you going to be doing on your show in about, what, 3 minutes' time?
Oh, we have music from the album benefiting Japan Earthquake Relief, and there's some really great tunes on that. I, of course, have the almost famous Samantha Mack, Clement C. Blaze, Justin Saint. We're going to be talking about things theater and things Sin City. I got to co-host Sin City last night. That was
you were like
fun.
The ringmaster.
I was.
It's a dangerous title in a place like that.
Well, you know, I got good backup, so it's okay. Yeah, but that was great. That we had a little fundraiser for Red Cross Canada, and got to go to Rub Out 2011 this weekend. So lots and lots and lots of really attractive men in tight rubber.
Right.
I even saw Superman, a latex costume. Of Superman.
Wow.
I have my entire adult life, I've been at least 10 pounds away from wearing rubber.
Ah, but they have new easy supporting. It sucks it
I
all.
Don't know. I feel, I don't know. That's not the real thing.
Did they have tables of all the different vendors?
Oh, yeah. They had some great vendors last night at Sin City. It was pretty amazing. And hey, you know, the thing is, just to let you know, I know you're married and such, but, you know, just the accent alone, okay?
Yeah, I would get kudos for that.
Oh, hey, yeah. You could trade on the accent, seriously.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, I don't know, I'm a bit tubby around the middle. I like my beer. I like sausages for breakfast and things like that.
Oh,
but
well,
if I just, like, spoke loudly while looking kind of tubby.
Just, you know that.